When I go to so many organizations, I see some that are really great at training. I see others that are really bad at training. I was recently in one plant, and I asked the question, I said, what do you guys do with regard to succession planning and training your people? And they said, well, you know, we put them with Fred. And if Fred's not available, we put them with John. Okay, well, what does Fred teach to? Or what does John teach to? And they said, well, they just teach them whatever they want to know. Okay, so in the end, what we really are doing is what we call tribal knowledge. And so you may learn skills from one that you don't learn from the other. I also go to other organizations, and I really get a chuckle out of this, if you will. What happens is they said, Jeff, we know they're going to leave, so we don't train them. It's a cost-saving feature. Really? Oh, my God, what if they stay? What are we doing now? You know, that's the issue. And that's why you have to start with education. It's education around business processes and other things, in addition to hand skills and the things necessary to do the job. You don't have to train them beyond the level of doing the job, but you have to set an expectation and teach them how to do the job. Think about how you might make that possible in your organization.